Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This is really great. Let's just pause that and head over to Castlemaine, because we've all heard of Bitcoin, we've all heard of digital currencies, but Castlemaine has come up with their own new currency. I don't know if the RBA is going to be too keen on this. Good morning, artist Dale Cox.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
I am great, and great to chat to you. You're a local visual artist in Castlemaine, but I understand you've now been in the process of minting your own coins. What's going on here?
Yes, well, we've decided that we've had enough of the national currency and we've seceded and we've created our own independent state of Castlemaine, and of course we need our own currency.
What's it called?
It's called the Silver Wattle, and it's named from a local endemic wattle plant, which is a very important plant in this area for First Nations people, because the sap was used as a binding agent to make tools and to keep things stuck together. So we've used that as a metaphor for a local currency that can help bind the community together.
And how's this local currency going to work in practice? How many silver wattles are in circulation?
We've made approximately an equivalent of 10,000 Australian dollars, which in the end doesn't look like a whole lot of silver wattle. It's probably a couple of shoeboxes full, because one silver wattle is worth $10, one coin, and then a five silver wattle coin is worth $50. So they pack a bit of punch, these coins.
Who's it going to be, you know, without poo-pooing the idea, who's going to accept this currency?
Well, we've approached a dozen or so local traders in the area that have agreed to accept the currency, and it's really to sit alongside the national currency. We're not really seriously seeking to replace the Australian dollar, but it is
bartering. Bartering is legal, so if it's valuable to someone, they'll accept it, won't they?
Well, it plays with that idea that money itself is a bit of magical thinking. You know, money really only holds value because we all decide and agree that it does hold value. So it's playing again with that idea of the abstract concept of what money really is, and then invites you to think about, well, who controls it, who makes it,
Dale,
why is it okay?
Sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
News is coming up, so I want to check back in with you in a couple of weeks and see how the circulation is going, okay? See whether it starts to really rise in value. Thanks for your time.
Can I just say,
yep,
say one thing? It's
very
made
quickly
of clay. It's not made of metal. Ooh. It's made of clay. So, and a local clay, which is also an interesting idea about the local central Victorian economy.
I love some money that gets baked in an oven. Thank you, Dale Cox. The Silver Wattle. You didn't think you were going to wake up and find out the financial markets were completely being rewritten here in Victoria, but that's what we bring you on Brekkie.